Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, with a look at the overview for August 2015. And this is a really, again, one of those months where it's like, wow, a lot, so much going on. And we have the cross quarter always in August, and it is the exact cross quarter is August 7th, right around the 888 triple time gate, Lion's Gate, when the sun is entering the constellation of the Lion, not the sign of Leo, but the constellation of the Lion, that happens on that day. And what does that mean, this triple infinity time gate? And time, of course, is one of my favorite subjects to talk about. So in the weekly audios, I've gone into great detail about that. There's articles on my website about that. So ways to tune into that information. And we've got retrograde Venus, who is going to be with the sun on August 15th, the new moon on August 14th. We have in Leo activating so many different factors, and of course Jupiter moving into Virgo with Regulus exact on August 11th. We have Mars going into Leo in August 7th or 8th, I think. Yeah, I think it's August 8th actually on the time gate, on the triple 8 time gate. Lion's Gate is when Mars goes into Leo, and then Mars and Venus catch up to each other at the end of the month. Really powerful joining, sacred union coming together at that particular time. The Perseid meteor shower in the waning moon, great time to see that particular meteor shower that's happening. And the rising of Venus into a new cycle, woohoo, that will be happening on August 22nd. So Venus conjunct the sun on August 15th, and then Venus rises up into the evening sky on August 22nd. This will begin the new journey, a 19-month journey of Venus. And what's really amazing about this, it's in Leo. And I spoke to how Venus has been at the 8th gate starting in July 18th. And we'll be at the 8th gate until August 15th. And then she begins the on August 15th, as that is the beginning as she prepares to rise up as in a new cycle on August 22nd. So it's really powerful. Anyway, the early registration for the Venus Initiation Teleclass series that I'm doing with Tammy Brunk, on the Leo goddess as the divine sovereign queen and journeying through the seven gates of Inanna, the seven chakras, will end on August 15th. And you can join the Morning Star class, or you can do both the Morning and Evening Star class. You can go to venusalchemy.com to sign up for that, and go and or click on the link in the written version of the timings. And this has been a profound experience that we did with the Capricorn Circle of Grandmothers, and over the last year and a half, and then we're going to be continuing on with Leo. And one of the things that is, whether you're in a Venus return, 8-year Venus return or not, if you have a lot of Leo on your chart, you're going to want to be a part of this class. Even if you don't, if you're just interested in really empowering self-love, radical, radiant, empowered self-love for yourself, working with this Leo goddess energy, we're going to be focusing a lot about that and releasing and letting go of everything that's in the way of that. And we'll be doing it through ceremony. We'll be doing it through powerful group intention and so on. And I know this sounds like a bit of an advertisement, and it is, but it's just such a powerful class, and I'm very excited about it. Tammy and I are both very excited about it. We're actually going to take a trip to the Sekhmet temple to get connected to Sekhmet, who is the solar goddess, the solar divine feminine queen goddess, as to prepare for this cycle. And she's going to be a very big part of this whole journey that we're doing as we make the descent and ascent through the Venus gates, the chakra gates during this cycle. And we've had such great feedback. In fact, before we even completed this last Venus teleclass, series, many of the women and men that were in that were asking us if we were going to continue on and to do the Leo overtone. And so we were already considering that we were, but it was great to know that people wanted it. So we would love to have you join us. And also, because Venus and Mars are joining together in Leo at the end of August, it inspires me to share that we are doing the Inner Sacred Marriage and Relationship Intensive October 7th through 11th with Daniel Jamario and myself near Tucson, Arizona. It's in Tubac, Arizona, beautiful, lovely place that we'll be having this class. And it's been a couple of years since we've done it. And this is something that's not taught in any other form of astrology that I'm aware of, looking at what is the inner sacred marriage, what is your soul's intent for connecting with your inner beloved, whether that is your inner masculine or inner feminine, depending on whether you're male or female. And it doesn't matter who you want to be in relationship with externally, whether that's male or female. What it is that inner connection, the inner sacred marriage. And we can get tremendous information looking at the chart about what that is intended to be for you in this life and how to work with that. And so that's a lot of what this class is about. Then the other part of it is lots of different forms of astrology talk about relationship, but we actually look at relationship intent. What would be the reason for you to be in relationship? And not everybody has the same reason. Some people, it's to get married and have children, to have a partner to help them raise the kids. For some people, it is to have a beloved, you know, to have that beloved other in their life. For some people, it may be to have many beloved others, and for some, it may be to be polyamorous, or maybe the intention is to activate life force, to have an ecstatic experience of bliss. Maybe the intention is to experience yourself through a significant other. So these are all things that we are able to look at by seeing your chart and empowering you with this information. So we'd love to have you join us again October 7th through 11th. And you can go to the Shamanic Astrology website, shamanicastrology.com, or you can see the link on my website to this class in the August celestial timing. So it's just a really powerful time to be tuning into these mysteries of how we love ourselves, self-love, Leo, Venus and Leo, the goddess, in her sovereignty, not in having power over others, but in having that and accessing the power within herself to truly love herself. So she doesn't need anybody outside of her to let her know she is loved. She can have that within herself. But of course, when we have it within, we will have it without. And it will show up in healthy ways and not distorted ways that can happen. So, and I think I mentioned that the we have all this energy around Regulus, the heart of the lion, that is now at zero Virgo. And Jupiter is moving into Virgo on August 11th and will be in Virgo for a year. So we have many different amazing events. We've got Saturn stationing direct on August 1st or 2nd, depending on your time zone. This is a big activation or a shifting point for those who've been in Saturn cycles to start moving forward with that Saturn process. And of course, I did go into greater detail in the written and audio versions of that. And then we'll have the Saturn square to the Sun in the first quarter moon on August 22nd, and the Sun moving into Leo on August 23rd. So I think that covers all the highlights of this month. So much going on. It's just a powerful, powerful time, really tuning into the activation of the what's this process of coming from our heart. I guess with Regulus, it's just the heart star energy, really connecting into how do we connect to the wisdom of our hearts, listening to our heart knowing, and what's in the way of that. If there's anything in the way of that, how do we let go of that? How do we transform that? How do we become empowered? And so that's the that's the journey this month, I guess. That's really the primary focus, and really tuning into this heart star energy, tuning into Jupiter, tuning into Venus, tuning into Mars, the Sun, Mercury, all in this part of the sky, activating these mysteries that are helping to guide us into this next phase of the turning of the ages.